The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. And here they come. And here they come. All right. So, what is this a picture of? What? A city. No, that's just one house. It's a mansion. How about that one?
Just one house.
Just one house, but look how big it is. Do you see how many? How many rooms could be in there? How about this one?
A building.
Look at that. That's just a house. It's a mansion. Look at all the rooms. Oh, my goodness. Yes. In the gospel reading today, Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many rooms, many dwelling places. When I grew up, it was, there are many mansions. All kinds of space for all kinds of people. It's amazing. It's a mansion. And there's room. And Jesus goes to prepare a place for you. And for all of them. Maybe even for me. All right? But I don't think that Jesus is talking about a great big house. What Jesus is talking about, what Jesus goes to prepare is a place in God's love. Because it's not just that there are many rooms or many mansions or many all the rest of that, all right? It's that God loves you this much and is ready to hold you and comfort you and love you and care about you. That's what Jesus goes to prepare. He goes to prepare a way for you to have a relationship with God. Jesus goes because that's where Jesus is, and that's where we may be also. Now, it's cool to think about great big houses. Are you okay? All right. I'm so glad to hear you're okay. Now, it's really fun to think about great big huge houses and see all of those amazing pictures and stuff like that. But what's really amazing is to know that Jesus has gone and prepared a place for you so that God will love you all the time. There's room in God's arms for all of you, for all of us, for all of everybody. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for going to prepare a place for us. Please help us to go to that place when we need comfort, when we need care, when we need strength. And then help us go and share your love with the world. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Amen.